got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man, he's obvious man. He'll ask stupid questions and piss you off. He's obvious man, he's obvious man. He's obvious man, he's obvious man. He's obvious man, he's obvious man. He's got a grasp of the obvious. He's obvious man.
Well, look who we run into here at the Super Bowl. It's our pal, Obvious Man. How's it going?
Hello there, Michael. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing pretty good. Been a long time.
Yeah.
You've been strangely quiet, I must say.
So long.
I don't like these prolonged silences from you.
So long that I probably need to explain exactly what I do for a living.
Now, yes, and who you are.
Can you turn my ears up a little bit there, killer? Thank you very much.
You know, you remember him, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. Of course, we've spent many long nights together. So what I do is, Mike, is I walk up to athletes and I ask them...
Ask stupid questions and piss them off.
Questions that maybe a four-year-old would ask. Is that right, Danny? Like, do you want to win the game?
Yeah, is this a must-win game?
Yes.
Are you happy to be playing in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Is football your best sport?
Right. Maybe you should write for me. Those are all very good questions.
You're welcome.
So, I saw you at Media Day, Mike, and I said, you know, I'd like to do some work for you. And you said, sure, go ahead. But then I said, look over there. Those are coaches at Media Day. Should I interview one of those coaches for the Seahawks? And you said, why not? Give it a whirl.
Sure.
I've never done this before. All my questions are geared towards the mind of a 23-year-old.
Right.
I'm used to dealing with the athlete.
Right.
Not the coach. I wrote these questions, and again, it's much easier looking a 23-year-old in the eye than someone who is your own age.
Right.
Who is no nonsense either. At least with the kids, with the players, you may run into someone that's start laughing or whatever, and they may kind of just chuckle at you. And,
right.
But this is a coach.
That's a little bit less likely, I would think.
Yeah, I would say so. I ran into the defensive line coach for the Seattle Seahawks. Let me describe him for you. He's about 6'5".
Uh-huh.
Black.
Mm-hmm.
Mustachioed.
Okay.
Looks like that he probably, if he wanted to, could snap me in 20 pieces.
Yes.
He seemed to be in very good shape.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Basically a scary man.
So he encounters Obvious Man, huh?
Yeah. And again, when I wrote those questions that morning, I was doing it
right
for a player.
You had another mindset.
Yes. And so when I started looking down at the questions as I was going question to question, because I didn't really preview it much, and then I'm like, oh, no. Oh, God.
He's going to kill you.
Anyway, here we go. You have to crank this up, little killer.
Come on, killer.
Name, position coach, and college.
Okay, Travis Jones. I'm a defensive line coach. And I went to the University of Georgia many years ago.
The Bulldog.
That's right.
All right, man. So this is the big one, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for us to go out and compete and try to leave a mark and make a statement about our team and for what we believe in. It's about competition.
You have a great desire to win this one?
I have a great desire to win every game. And that's kind of what our approach has been. No game has been bigger than the other throughout our season.
Now, as he's answering,
right?
Are you changing him? Are you changing the questions midstream?
No, I'm not.
All right. So you're
although I skipped one that I went back to at the end because it was the third question. And I looked down and I'm like, uh-uh. Because he's answering.
Let's reveal that question later, okay?
Oh, yeah, well, no. I do ask it. You'll know. Oh. You will know when it's asked. But as he's answering me, he's real demonstrative, and he's pointing at me. Like, when he starts talking about
right.
Coach Carroll, I mean,
yeah.
He's, like, pointing at me. was. So I was like super freaked out.
And I truly mean that. And it was a different atmosphere than what I was used to before I came to coach here. And, Coach Carroll's central theme is about competition within the program. And so we handled every game the exact same way. It didn't matter if it was the first preseason game or the NFC Championship game. It was the same exact preparation, same exact meeting schedules during the week, same exact type of talk to the players from the head coach and from each assistant coach. And when I say that, I'm not fabricating it at all. It's about competing each week, and that's the next opponent that's up. I think our guys gravitate to that, and there was a.
He really won't stop talking.
No, he really won't.
As he's pointing at me.
Very mindful.
The whole time.
Mindful answers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. By the way, this is the answer to, do you have a great desire to win the Super Bowl?
Coaching style that I've been around, and it's a testament to why Coach Carroll has been successful in his year.
Cool. So, will this team play with great effort?
Yes, like all the games have been.
And you have family that'll be watching this on TV?
Absolutely, all over the place, all over the country.
Is the internet helpful? In general.
As far as what?
Whatever.
Is it helpful? It depends on what was being reported.
Okay. Can turnovers affect the outcome?
I'm a big believer in takeaways and turnovers affecting the outcome. Turnover differential can be huge. And my experience in the playoffs and have a chance to do this in 2009 when I was at the Saints, that was definitely a big factor in our team that year. And I know it's been a huge factor for our team here this year so far this season.
Do you think that you'll get a chance to watch any of the commercials during the game?
That will be a negative.
During the game.
That must have been question three.
That's a tough one.
No.
No?
Question three is coming up.
Okay. If Peyton Manning gets hot, he can cause some problems for you guys.
He's a great player. First ballot Hall of Famer. This guy has given a lot of people a lot of problems for a long time. And I'm sure he is going to be at his best playing, and that we're excited about the opportunity to compete against him.
Have you noticed the buildings in the general area?
To be honest with you, Statue of Liberty, I see that every day going to practice. It's been awesome.
Okay, that's fair enough. Will you guys shower after the game, or do you think you'll wait to get back to Seattle?
We would definitely be using the water here in New Jersey.
All right, do you want to have diarrhea?
Excuse me?
Do you want to have it?
There's question number three.
Okay, yeah.
Excuse me. Oh, God.
New Jersey.
All right. Do you want to have diarrhea?
Excuse me?
Do you want to have diarrhea?
I'm going to let you answer that one.
Okay.
Is that it?
No.
How did you even go forward after that?
I don't know.
Okay. And what, do you like this gig?
Excuse me?
Do you like this gig?
What do you mean gig?
Do you like your job?
I love coaching.
That wasn't the question. Do you like being the defensive line coach?
I love it.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wow. That wasn't the question.
Oh, man.
That was badass.
That was badass.
Do you want to have diarrhea?
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Wow. You outdid yourself, obvious man.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff there.
That was fun stuff.
That is some strong work by you.
All right. Enough of that.
Okay.
The Norm, what Norm did on these airwaves live.
This is going to blow your mind.
It's unbelievable. Now, you may have heard it this morning. I don't know, on the emergency break. I wasn't aware of this. The fact that we weren't alerted to this.
Excellent.
You know, I didn't get an email about this. I didn't get anything.
I didn't know about it until Jake brought it up.
No, I didn't either. Excellent. I had no idea this happened. Perfect. So, to set the scene, Killer, our engineer, we have a wireless mic, clearly, that we take around. And basically, it's always on, you know? So, Killer had the wireless mic kind of sitting in his lap. He got up. And when he got up, the mic was still sitting on the chair that he was in. And Norm, in the meantime, kept scooting closer to Killer, which he will do. Norm's always in motion, you know? He's bouncing. His chair will move a little bit. Well, his chair got close enough to Killer's chair where they were only separated probably by, you know, a foot or so, less than a foot. And the microphone was pointing right at his crotch. This microphone can pick up anything, okay? Uh-huh. So Norm is doing an interview with Jerry Kramer,
former
Hall
Packer
of Famer.
Great.
Jerry yes. Kramer.
The one who was offsides.
Yes.
Yes.
Ice bowl.
And this happened.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games, yeah. Okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of the ice...
Okay.
Oh, my God. So there it is. Norm's butt has a live mic on it, and he unleashes hell.
Feet?
It's like horse lips or something.
Feet. And Jerry Kramer laughs. In context.
Play the whole thing again?
Yeah.
At this Super Bowl, it's supposed to be cold, okay? Not cold like those games, yeah. Okay? But they've handed out, we got in our little media pack, these little things you put in your shoes that heat your feet. What do you think Vince Lombardi would have said if on the morning of the ice bowl...
Oh, my
dude.
God.
It's like there's a test balloon right before the big one happens, too. Like there's a little
feet.
Tiny one.
So big.
Does that not sound like a horse?
It sounds like a deflating balloon. A big deflating balloon.
Feet?
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 That's from a man.
Oh, God.
Killer, was he man. Aware? Did he say anything after the... Did you hear it live?
I didn't have the headset on at the time, but he barrels through that stuff no matter what. He is oblivious
care.
To everything around him.
Man. He is nonstop sports, Corby. And he is not going to stop down for any fart.
A live audible... Okay, in his mind, was he thinking, my God, that was loud? Like it?
No, I don't think he was. I think he was thinking about his question.
So he didn't even realize that... Did he not look down and see that mic right after that? Because clearly something went wrong.
I guarantee you, he never put the two together.
He can't feel his right leg. He might not have felt it.
Feet?
Feet?
Feet? Wow.
Man, that belongs.
That's
a lot.
That's very high.
I think it's top five.
I wonder if he's aware that we played it on the radio.
Does he know that he won the emergency break for farting?
And does he care?
I don't know. No, he doesn't care. He doesn't care about stuff like that.
That is awesome. Way to go, Norm. Way to go.
As you have done so many times before, you've totally outdone yourself.
Gotta go.